A word for you from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he took captivity captive and gave gifts to men. What a wonderful verse on the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we have recently celebrated. And it shows us the victory is far beyond what we ever imagined. It goes along with what is written by Paul also in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 15. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Yes, this is the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is for the captives. And if it says, he took captivity captive, what a beautiful expression. It is also used elsewhere in the Bible twice in the Old Testament. Here in another translation it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives. Well, there are various interpretations about this. Some believe the saints of old finally were released because they didn't have the Savior at that time, his blood sacrificed, they only had animals, now finally they were free. But most probably, it can be understood that his victory was so great that all those who were in bondage and believed on him, receiving him as Savior, in other words, his children, his people, who were in captivity to sin, in bondage, he took captivity captive. In other words, the very things that bound God's children, he releases them from it. After all, the angel did say to Joseph, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We can understand that as meaning from their bondage or from their captivity. In other words, he puts to death. And so he gets rid of the tomb. He entombs the tomb, we could say. And Jesus has total and utter victory. Are you experiencing that victory, dear child of God? Gazuguti wena uyahamba yini kuloku ukunqoba na? Because that's the victory that Christ wants for his children. Totally free, experiencing rising up with him and living in ascension power with him.